As the crowd chants the Neposkiak Airport letters, Principal T.J. Bentley takes the mic in the new gym.
All right, so I would like everybody to do one thing for me. Ready? Take a nice deep breath. The school still has that new car smell to it.
Principal Bentley then addresses the whole community.
And so if you have some ill feelings or bad feelings about the last school, leave those behind and bring totally new feelings to this school here, and we hope that you can have a new start. We want to see everyone in the school. Joe's going to have coffee in his office. The staff room is open for people to come in and have coffee. We want you to be here. We want you to be in the classrooms.
Bentley says the old school didn't draw in the community like he hopes this new one will. The old school was built in the early 1980s over an area of swampy ground. 10th grader Alice Samuelson described it this way.
Old, rotten, small, coated.
Classmate Charity Maxey said the old school didn't have any doors, didn't have any privacy.
We'd be in a class and we'd hear another teacher talking in another class and it was crowded and we had like 20-something kids in one small room. We didn't have enough space to be comfortable learning.
Now, the girls say they will be comfortable learning with all the space and doors of the new building. But their favorite part of the new school is a whole different kind of privacy.
Sports lockers, so we don't need to be crowded in one bathroom, changing and getting ready for practice.
But Charity says with all this extra space comes distance from all those people and friends they were used to bumping into.
I feel a little separation anxiety in here because I won't get to see my friends often. But it's worth it to have a new school.
The community chose the site for the new school, and the day the doors opened, the community joined the students and staff in the gym for a day-long celebration. The gym, by the way, had bleachers for everyone, and no one had to sit on the floor. With everybody gathered, a Russian Orthodox priest wearing gold and black robes blesses the school as a choir sings behind him. The priest then sprinkles holy water throughout the building. Afterwards, everyone gathers to eat a spaghetti lunch. Later, students take to the floor, drumming and dancing. Student council members give tours of the building. There are door prizes, a throw party, all donated by the community, and then a family versus family basketball game. Joseph Favola is the school's administrative assistant. He's been at the school longer than most, 31 years, and says already the school is working, bringing the community together. If nothing else, just by having a gym big enough to hold the community.
The gym is huge. Huge. It's so huge that the whole village can go in there and still have room for more. I'm excited. Are you? Good.
The audio in this story was recorded by KYUK intern Selena Ngayak. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.